Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 27th of August, 2018. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week with that great walk-in humidor and super service. What can I say? Super customer service. Good morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, everybody.
I saw stars last night.
And he didn't mean he got punched in the head. He was outside and saw stars.
Took the dog out, looked up. There was a moon. Oh, my God. What is that thing? Full moon, by the way.
What is that fabulous. Brown, what is that brown silvery thing up there? It's not red.
We are not completely clear, but we are clearing.
Yes. Well, Saturday was, let's talk a little bit about the weather and then go in with our air index. Good morning, everybody, on this Monday. Guy, I'm really liking the way this microphone sounds. What happened?
It is sounding good.
It's like really a nice, that full throttle thing I like.
I have yours turned way up, ma'am.
Maybe that's it. Okay. Currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios. Hey, as far as we look again one more time, this is the third week now, issued by the National Weather Service out of Sacramento, talking about what's happening. Widespread haze throughout the week. So we're just looking at that. So it'll be sunny with a high near 89 today, and tonight will be mostly clear with that widespread haze, with a low of around 65. Tuesday calls for a high of 94, Tuesday evening 62. As we've gone through Wednesday, 90, Thursday 88, Friday 91, Saturday 91. Doesn't look like we have any showers or anything like that. It's just mostly sunny with the widespread haze. And our air index right now is about 137, which if you're particularly sensitive, this is not a time for you to be outside unless you're wearing your mask. I did see a lot of masks around the weekend. Did you?
No.
Oh.
Well, I didn't. I mean, I haven't been, but I haven't been really paying attention. Or maybe it's just that you see them a lot and you don't think about it.
Well, I went to the farmer's market on Saturday.
Okay.
And that's where I think I saw the majority of people wearing masks. And it was really wonderful, by the way. I hadn't been this year. And I really thoroughly enjoyed shopping and seeing some of the local vendors out there. I thought, well, you know what, this is committed. They're very committed. And I enjoyed it. So that's where I saw the majority of masks.
What's the air quality index again? The reason I'm asking is 0 to 50 is healthy. So where are we at?
We're at 137. That indicates that it's a problem for at-risk groups. Okay. That's in downtown, looking out towards, say, Bella Vista. They're at 117. Palisadro is 96. That's still not great, but it's a lot better than what we got.
Yeah.
We're just sort of stuck with this, depending on where you are. Further out on Placer, we got reading in the 150s. But we are a far cry from the 400s
that,
we were hitting.
Yeah. I wonder what Saturday was. Saturday was, man, that was tough. Saturday, it was, just thick.
It was.
So
it started off in the morning not so bad, and then as the day progressed, I remember being up by Holiday Market, up by the bank up there was horrible.
Saturday we were peaking. Over 400. Yeah, mm-hmm. looking at the reading. Yeah, there's a graph.
Yeah.
It's a neat. If you go to the Shasta County Air Quality Management District, and then follow the link to Purple Air, it actually shows you these readings. These are not. These are put in by CARB. They're not a super scientific accuracy, but they're close enough that they give us a good idea of what's going on.
Cool. Hey, okay, the Carr Fire, a little update on this, 97% contained at 297,000 acres. The Hearst Fire, 27% contained at 28,000 acres. And it continues to burn. It's like 15 miles from anything close, 20 miles. It's 15 miles to Dunsmuir and 20 miles to Mount Shasta. But it's burning in a northeast direction. So, okay.
Ashley's back.
Ashley's back.
We've missed her.
We've missed her, yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And what part of the country were you at this time?
Arizona.
Okay, how was Arizona?
Was it smoky?
No. I actually have been able to see the stars for 2 weeks straight. It's been pretty nice.
And take deep breaths.
Yeah, and the moon and everything. It's been crazy.
Wow. Yeah. I think a lot of people wanted to get out of Dodge.
A lot of people have. Yeah.
But a lot of people have to work like we do, and I mean, we could just, you know, take off, and I get wanting to, but, you know, people have to stay, like, running restaurants and that
kind
of thing.
We can't forget that. We can't forget that. A lot of these local businesses took some hits here over the last month.
Absolutely.
Let's get back into the swing of it.
He said that there was an estimated $20 million just in a month of
revenue
from the state of California that it can count so far just from people not taking trips and canceling things. But meanwhile, we just really needed to laugh. And so Friday night we went, just want to quickly talk about this. Friday night we went to the comedy show at Riverview Country Club. And I felt like we were seeing something out of Las Vegas. It was very good, very blue, you know, like blue humor.
You know, see, surprising. I disagree with that. I agree that maybe for around here, I don't mean that in a bad sense.
I mean,
okay?
I do.
I've been to other comedy shows. There hasn't even been the word. No bad. I mean, he might have said hell, and that was it. And then people went. But on this one, he did. You know what? He used some language. He had, he's talking about sex. But when I think of blue, I'm thinking these guys you see on TV that they just, I mean, every other word is,
Yeah,
that's see, it wasn't
funny.
Like that at all.
No.
Yeah, you're right. That's not funny. This guy was funny.
I said he was funny, but he was blue. And it was, for me, it was blue. It was blue. It was what you would call little.
It's because you, honey, you're such a prude.
Well, he reminds me a lot of Vegas, and that was funny, and we needed to laugh.
It was
And
funny.
It wasn't because it was blue that we laughed. It was just
the two guys there.
We
yeah.
needed to get lost and laugh, and then we went to go see Crazy Rich Asians, and we just laughed. You know, we needed to. You could see everybody at the table. We had the most interesting conversations with people on Friday night, two of which we'd never met before. They lost their home on Victoria Drive, and so there was a lot of that going on as far as talking about we needed to get away, we needed to be in an environment that we could just laugh. So we're happy that these things are going on here locally, and that, you know, I just wanted to share that Riverview is doing a great job bringing in special acts and stuff like that. And today is National Just Because Day, so I just had to say it, just because.
Well, it's a great answer.
Okay.
Yeah, my 5-year-old, when she was growing up, would use it all the time.
And happy birthday, Jennifer.
Happy birthday, Jennifer, our daughter.
That's
who is
right. Let's see.
Very young today.
Yeah, she's 40-something.
She's like 20.
You only say 40-something, you know. You don't know.
40-something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because, last week was granddaughter, 16.
That's right.
I wonder who that was.
Ooh. Oh. Just Because Day.
It was
just
a...
No. There's your answer. How'd that happen, Bob? Just because. That's all you have to say today. That's all
Pop
you have to say.
Video.
That's all you have to say, just because. Hey, Sleep Number brings us this segment of the show. Sleep Number beds. And we've been on... Gosh, we've had our Sleep Number for 4 years at least. And, you know, it's hard to remember not sleeping on a Sleep Number. It really is. My Sleep Number setting is 60, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is...
55.
Whatever I set. See, you're never sure, but yes,
I can sure tell when you've decided to play a game on me the next day. My back tells me.
I can tell when I forget to set my side, and I go to 100. I mean, I sleep all night, but then I wake up and I go, this isn't the same. It's because you can adjust. You can adjust the pressure in your mattress on either side, and that's why Sleep Number is a great, great mattress. And now they have these Sleep Number 360 smart beds that after you choose your setting and support that's right for you, it adjusts on each side, you know, so that's the way Sleep Number works. But this one is it actually senses your every move and automatically adjusts. It's kind of like you've got somebody there at night, making sure that you're comfortable. And right now, this is the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart beds now through Labor Day. But you can only do that down at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, right next to the Vitamin Shop. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. We'll be right back after these messages. It's exactly 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on August the 27th, 2018. It's going up to 89 today. Wow, 89.
And KCNR 1460. Hey, won't you go my way?
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, spend an hour, or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
Magician Matt Franco brings illusion and humor to Reading's historic Cascade Theater September 9th. As the only magician ever to win America's Got Talent, Matt Franco's innovative approach to magic is fueled with improv and driven by pure joy. Experience the boundless fun and stunning sense of wonder with Magician Matt Franco at the Cascade Theater September 9th. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fly Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460, 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on August the 27th. A new dawn, a new day, a car fire benefit show, Friday, August 31st at Cascade Theater. It's going to be sponsored by the Jefferson Public Radio, Shasta County Arts Council, and many others. It's featuring Dirty Cello, Keith Greenliner, Grillinger, Megan Slankard, Scott Joss, and the Jellyman's Daughter. And this is $30 to get in there. It's a benefit. Tickets at the Cascade Theater box office. And see what else we have here.
This breaking news.
I'm just tossing that one off. We have also Harrison's Marine and RV continues to collect money and supplies for the fire victims. And they are also If you need a trailer to live in, they're offering any fire victim significant discounts on all their trailers on site and will deliver and set up at no charge. This is Harrison's Marine and RV. Okay.
All right. Breaking news. There was a man arrested. He's being held on $2 million bail after deputies said he tried to ignite a propane tank behind a Las Molinas church. It happened around 5:15 this weekend at United Methodist Church. So he is being held on bail.
Okay. John McCain, Senator McCain, passed and was a senator, it served his country since the 60s, of course, as people know, was a prisoner of war and came back out of that. He lived his own life, a maverick, you might say. Though a Republican, he didn't always hew the Republican line, was nominated as or was chosen to run for president against then candidate Barack Obama in the 2008 elections. His partner, his vice president, was Sarah Palin, which got more publicity than the whole campaign did because it was Sarah Palin and a conservative woman that the press found all types of reasons to hate and piled on with that. John McCain kind of rode his own horse and would vote the way he wanted to, and if there's things that he was not happy about, he'd let you know.
He was quite Arizonan.
He was an Arizona. Yeah, you know, if you think back to Barry Goldwater, then you think of him, except for this, is that McCain wasn't the conservative that Barry Goldwater was. And this was the problem that conservatives had, is they didn't feel like he was conservative. But he was a hero to our country. And like I said, I'm not going to get into any of those things that quote insights some people have, except that he was a Navy pilot who was shot down and spent numerous years in captivity.
Well, German Chancellor Angela Merkel called McCain one of the great political figures of our time who fought tirelessly for a strong transatlantic alliance. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he was an inspiration to millions. McCain embodied the idea of service over self, according to British Prime Minister Theresa May, while French President Emmanuel Macron saluted a true American hero. Across the Pacific, the China Daily referred to him as a titan of American politics.
Well, there you go. People always say nice things about you when you're gone. Okay, now, the Little League World Series. I would be remiss if I just let this one go, because we talked about it last week in the playoffs. The Little League World Series.
Our guilty finals, pleasure.
Our finals were, no, it wasn't a guilty pleasure. I was glad I was doing it. Hawaii versus South Korea. You know what? This is truly the only World Series there is, because in the United States, we call it the World Series, yet we're all American teams. So how is that a World Series? Do you see other games? Do you see other countries in there? No. We call it the World Series, but it's not. It should be called the American Series. And it should be called the North American Series at that. So, but this is truly a World Series.
He enjoyed it.
Kids' teams. Thousands of teams playing all summer long. And then winning. And then coming up in the next division. And then to represent their region. And then their country. Or their area. And then their country. And then their region. So you had South Korea playing against the Japanese and beat the Japanese. They were 4-0 when they walked in there. And Hawaii was 4-0 also. They had won every one of their games. These were just... And then, so you know a lot more about the Hawaiians than you did about the South Koreans,
that's
of course,
right.
Because they, you follow the show, and you can understand, you know where they come from, you know who these kids are, but the surnames were Chinese, Japanese, which you would call the quote American, and all these, but you know like this, but every one of those kids was true blue American.
Who won?
Well, I'm getting to that. And it was a spectacular game. The pitcher for Hawaii was this kid that was smiling. He threw his first pitch. The kid on the South Korean team bunted and got to first. Started the game off with a man on first. And the kid's like, he's looking around, like a 12-year-old looks around, goes, and he starts smiling. Boom, strikes out the next two and gets the third one. The Hawaiians come up to bat. The very first kid up to bat hadn't been doing very well. He's 6'1". You know, he's 6'1", like 170.
And the other one, they're 4'10". They're 5 feet two, 5 feet seven. It's just so cool.
And then, boom, hits a home run on the very first pitch.
Nice.
There you go, buddy. And so Hawaii won 3-0.
And might I add,
and what great, great coaching.
I was just going to say, the coach.
Might I add,
the first words out of his mouth when they stay humble. Stay humble. Mm-hmm. And these kids, I guess evidently there was a great story about how they went in to the cafeteria. And
they were after their game.
Right.
And it was later in the night, so it's a Chick-fil-A. And they keep talking Chick-fil-A all the time. It's Chick-fil-A.
Sponsored
and
it,
so,
right?
And so they're eating, they have their dinner, and they start to get up. And the coach notices there's just two people there to clean up the whole cafeteria. And he goes, "Where are you guys going?" So the team stayed and cleaned up, helped these people clean up the cafeteria.
Yeah.
This is the kind of coach this guy is. This is the kind of guy you wish coach every sport. You wish he would coach every sport. You wish that the kids and what you saw of the parents and these kids in this Little League World Series, you wished it was all like that. You just wish it was like that. And that when they and when the South Koreans, when they lost in that last out, the kid that was their catcher struck out, starts crying, and his teammates surround him, and then the Hawaiians come over, the kids from Hawaii,
a lot
America,
of camaraderie.
They were hugging them, and the whole thing was just one of what you would expect. You couldn't have wished for a better example of sportsmanship at any level.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids were great. And the looks they get on their faces, they're 12-year-olds, they're 13-year-olds, they're like, you know, a kid makes the catch, and he's got, "Whoa, I made that catch. Whoa, that was a surprise." And everybody's up, everybody runs over and high-fives him. You know, I mean, it's just
very infectious.
Oh, here's the other thing, too. If a kid makes a good play, the other team acknowledges it.
Mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
one kid hits a double, and the shortstop goes over and pats him on the butt and goes, "Very good, that was good." Or somebody gets a home run. Everybody's giving him high fives around the field. This is such an example of sportsmanship that you wish that our pros would take a look at that and maybe think back and remember why they got into this game.
When these kids going to grow up to be the next A-Rod? I mean, you know.
57 have gone from the Little League World Series into professional baseball.
Nice.
57 out of thousands, of course, but probably tens of thousands. But anyway. It was really good.
Very,
as you can tell, I was happy.
Very,
about
very
it.
Uplifting.
Hey, Stillwater, put on hold. Panattoni was buying it.
Well, the sale is on hour.
Well, no, they put it on hold now because Panattoni has closed like 12 big deals. So they're kind of like concentrating on that right now. Deal's not off.
Mm.
And Tony Giovanella will be on next week. And, in a couple weeks, we'll be able to talk about that or what's happening with the Stillwater, but it's just on hold now.
Absolutely.
Always a bridesmaid, but never a bride.
Hey, tell me about these tournaments. What about these tournaments?
All right. Well, in the spirit of pinball wizards and pool room hustlers, anybody can figure out how to compete at things, we'll figure out how to make money at it. And so it is with a certain strata of video games. And people will pay to observe masters at this craft. And yes, it's easy to laugh, say that isn't really a sport, but it does take a lot of concentration and focus and skill
teamwork
strategy to be able to occupy that top tier. There is a lot of money and, frankly, a lot of ego involved. And Ashley will acknowledge this. There is a in the realm of video games, even professional sports event, in the realm of professional video games, the misogyny is
yes.
rampant.
Oh, really?
There have been a lot of scandals over that. So passions run high. There are some people who I'm going to say just aren't entirely flying straight and level, and so it was with this tragedy in Florida.
So he was playing the John Madden football, and they go into the football tournament. I guess this guy has won the tournament before. He's 24 years old. In fact, when you show those, okay, Linda is looking at these at the video right now. If you look at the one right below that, you're going to see right in the center of that kid's chest a red dot from the laser sight, the the killer had. So, and after shooting two people, he then killed himself. Mm-hmm. But he also wounded 10 other people, too.
So. And I'm going to make the observation, and people are going to be very quick, oh, we have to ban the guns, and then this will never happen again. How long has this country had guns as part and parcel of the culture, and this stuff didn't happen?
It didn't happen before. So, anyway, but it's a tragedy, and our hearts go out to those families of the people who were killed and wounded. They've already raided his house up in Baltimore, to see what's going on. He lived with his dad in an upscale neighborhood, it looks like. Lived with his dad. He was 24. That's an indicator, maybe. So, okay.
I don't know. I mean, you just kind of wonder later on, when you have these kinds of things that happen, did the dad know? Did he suspect anything? I mean, because, he said that he came back the second day.
People usually don't.
My first question is almost always, were the guns legally obtained? Because most of the time they weren't, and most of the time the news doesn't report on that. But they will say we need to make guns harder to obtain. Well, if they weren't legally obtained, that makes that entire argument moot. I have not done the research on this particular topic.
I don't know. It'll come out here in the next few days.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Like, Bob's telling us a story going up and cleaning out his swamp cooler again. And Alliance Heating and Air, they came to our house last week and cleaned out all of our filters, cleaned out all the fins off on the machines.
And boy, that needed really
and I tell you what, it's been 400 with the air particles around here, so it can't be good on your filters or anything else, including your car. But Alliance Heating and Air will come out and fix that. They can do any type of work on HVAC, voted best in the North State, and they are. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691. And ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. Call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Good morning.
To Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botts.
Who's going first?
Well, it was a tie. Right out of the box. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, Cornerstone Community Bank is there to help you. There's been, of course, our disasters around here with our fires. And Cornerstone Community Bank is part of your community, part of our community. They, too, were touched by this, and they want to help people. Head on down to their newest branch, 1845 California Street, or to their main branch on East Cypress. And let Cornerstone Community Bank help you continue moving your dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank.
Hey, we're very excited this morning to have Lindsay Myers and Kirk Harrison with us. They are the leaders taking us to the top here when it comes to the Sheraton, the Reading Sheraton Turtle Bay Hotel and Mosaic Restaurant. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, come on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm still shook up at what you said on the break. Okay.
No, we're really.
Step away.
I mean,
step away now.
It's the first time that you've been on our show since you've opened.
No. No.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure that since I've been here, I just want to let you know that it's a thrill for our community to see something that of, a higher standard that has been successfully just been successfully run and continues to be just a great caliber of food, of fun, of just a great, just everything about it is great. Went in when you had the, when everybody was evacuated and walked into the Sheraton and saw that you had free food and, drink for people in the lobby. And I'm sure it was a tumultuous time, but you guys came together and created a space.
Yeah, thank you. We, being right next to Turtle Bay was one of the first places a lot of people came from the West Side when they were coming into town and stopped here. And we were able to help tons of different evacuees. And then we helped our chef actually the very next day, so Friday, that Friday morning, got out and started serving the community. He went to Shasta College, Simpson University, Haven Humane. He did over 5,000 meals within a few days. And Kirk and his team were out there serving. And it was so great to see everyone pull together. And then, I'm sure you heard that Chef Guy Fieri came into town, and he was partnering with Mosaic as well, which was really cool. He was awesome. So
his heart is as big as his bravado. His personality, it really is.
You feel that there's a sincerity with that guy. Obviously, it just showed.
There is. Until you meet him, you really don't know because you see people on TV and you get this impression of him. But when you really meet him, you really see him sweating, and he's just out there like the whole time. It was hot out, and he just didn't stop for like hours.
He was helping to cook and do all that stuff.
He was helping everything. He was leading his team. I mean, it was hot out there at Shasta, and the smoke was still above 200. Mm-hmm. So he was out there. He was really getting at it. I mean, he was just living on the floor in a trailer for 2 days.
Well, you know what? When you see people like that, it's hard to remember that. You know, when you see them on TV or in the movies, you get this feeling. And many times it's true that they are divas. They are used to at a certain level. But when you meet a lot of them and they come rolling in, they're like that. They're there to help. And you see a guy like that, like you said, slept on a trailer. Mm-hmm. He didn't want a room back at Sheraton. He slept there on a trailer floor. And so that kind of like, okay, maybe they're not all like that type thing. And plus he came in, as so many people in our community did, together to help. and where the fire is 97% contained. There's no more homes in danger. But we still have 1,070 homes out there that were destroyed, over 500 that were partially destroyed. And then just around there, just the ash and everything. This is going to they are not victims. They're survivors. It's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I think as a community that we're going to be able to get by, we're going to get by this, and we're going to be stronger.
Yeah. What you said, though, about not only him not taking a room so we could have more evacuees, we had tons of guests calling, and then we actually called some of our guests preventively that said, would you mind giving up your room for someone that needs it, that's evacuated? Mm-hmm. And there's so many great success stories where they were willing to give up their room, change their vacation plans, and it allowed us to get so many more people in. It was really, really cool to see.
Well, that's cool fantastic. It was really cool to see all the staff at the property as well. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be more proud of them. A lot of them were evacuees as well and trying to help other evacuees. Lindsay and I were both evacuated, and so we were at the Sheraton almost day and night trying to help people. Lindsay longer than I was, but it was just really great to see everybody coming together when people couldn't make it in or helping other people that didn't have a home.
Well, that's what makes this community such, so special. Yeah, we've got our problems. We can go down and, complain about South, City Park and all this. But when something like this happens, people are there. They're out there. They're there to help. You all were evacuees. So many other evacuees were out there. Other people lost their home and were right back into the fight helping other people.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, we appreciate the fact that Sheraton, that you all are not just the Sheraton. You're the Sheraton of, Reading.
Right.
And that you all are our neighbors. And you all are in this with us.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of people don't think of it like that, but they should.
Thank you for that. Hey, let's hear a little bit of statistics maybe, Lindsay, of, before the fire, what's happening with the Sheraton, and what are the plans now going into the end of 2018? What I'm just throwing that out at you. We didn't have any things planned.
No, that's okay. Yeah. As we look towards the end of the year, we want to continue. As you said, we kind of opened up early this year. January 18th was our open date, and we hit the ground running, and we were really busy, and we continue to be really busy. So we're just looking to end the year successfully, try to continue the momentum that we've had with the community involvement, doing different events, we're doing a mimosa bar every Sunday. We did an Easter egg hunt. So we're looking forward to the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, maybe a New Year's party, trying to figure out some of those fun things that we can do to can bring more people in and experience it.
Well, we have encouraged people when they come through town. You can stay with us, but we would really encourage and tell you to stay at the at the Sheraton. No, we've had that happen with a couple people, and our as well. It was Carl's. It was a very big celebration for his birthday, and family was flying in, and when the fires, we told him we wanted to make sure that the rooms were given up too.
Oh, thank you.
And told our family, come another time. It's even though it's a very important milestone birthday, we'll just
I was 40.
But we did take some family.
I turned 40. How it is when you're 40?
Wow, happy belated birthday.
When you're 40, it's kind of a big thing.
But we did
my daughter's older than I am at this point.
It's her birthday. But they did. They did. They decided, Dad, we don't care if we have to evacuate with you. We're coming in. So the daughter and grandkids and son-in-law came in. And so we did bring them into
the
Sheraton.
Is the house on fire?
Uh-huh.
No.
We came into the Sheraton while we ran into friends that were evacuated. Mm-hmm. We were on call to see perhaps are we going to get the knock. But they came anyway. Isn't that interesting in this crazy time? And then we went into the Mosaic, and then from Mosaic we had a beautiful breakfast. From there we went into Turtle Bay Museum, because if you remember, they were talking about this would have been on a Wednesday, but I thought it was Bravo that on Monday and Tuesday they were saying, come on, this is free. We want you to get out of the smoke. Come on in. So anyway, we experienced in the mayhem the beautiful part of what that felt like. And so we're going to have to take an early break when we come back. I want to talk to you about things that are going on at the Mosaic Restaurant, too. We want to hear about bottomless mimosas and first of all, it's brilliant. And what's happening with the food part of Sheraton?
Hey, awesome. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Worst, a veteran, owns this business, has been in the business close to 30 years. Nobody knows more about repairing your windshield than Jeff Worst. Whether it's a small chip in your windshield or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He guarantees it for life. And if he can't fix it, he's not going to waste your time. a man of integrity. He'll just tell you, I can't do this one, or this one's going to be too much of an impact on your windshield by having a crack because it's right where you're looking right now. So he'll send you off to someplace else. But only if he knows that he can't fix it and do it correctly. 3208 South Market Street is his business address. Stop in there or give him a call at 241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Lindsay and Kirk from the Sheraton.
KCNR 1460.
Firefighters and first responders, we say thank you. To those who've lost property or family, our hearts grieve with you. At Harrison's Marine and RV, we're still collecting donations of money and supplies for distribution. We are community. As a part of that community, we have felt the impact of this disaster, and we're doing what we can to help. For fire victims needing a trailer to live in, we are helping with significantly reduced pricing. Please call for details. Harrison's will be at the Mount Shasta Mall this Friday through Sunday, where our boats and RVs will be on display for everyone. We'll be selling RVs and boats, and we will display signs thanking the heroes, the first responders, and all who are helping our community to recover, repair, rebuild, and heal. Bring your sign to the Mount Shasta Mall, and we'll display it along with ours. Let's say thank you together.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 27th of August, 2018, the birthday of my daughter, Jennifer. 61 degrees,
happy
going
birthday,
up to 89
buddy.
Today. A weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business in Anderson, 365-3793. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They are offering to clean your jewelry and minor repairs for those who have been caught in the fire. They've been in the fires themselves, so they know what it's like. Go on down to Four Winds Jewelry, see Rebecca or Henry, and show them your jewelry and see what they can do to fix it. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here now with our friends from the Sheraton, Lindsay Myers and Kirk Harrison. So we're covering the Sheraton, not just the leadership.
Lindsay Myers, GM?
With Lindsay, but
and
also Kirk who
what's
runs.
What's your title?
Director of Food and Beverage.
Okay.
F&B. You run Food and Beverage.
F&B, man.
Yeah.
The fun team.
The fun team, yeah. Those are the guys. Everybody's having the meeting. You're the guy that comes in. You come in with the balloons and stuff. Everybody else is like, oh, my God,
we're
doing this.
No, let's just say.
And Kirk comes in and says, I don't care.
That Kirk, first of all, Kirk is one of the dappiest dressers in Reading.
Dappiest.
Yeah, you dress it. You're a dappy. You dress very dappy.
How about dapper?
Dappiest.
How about dapper?
Dapperest.
Dapperest.
We'll just make
it
up.
Word.
I like it. It's an ism. It's a
composite word that Linda uses.
Yes, of course. So, Kirk, tell us about what inspires you? Like, for instance, the Bottomless Mimosa. It's very popular. And I like how everything is, the way you've done the bottles and the presentation is beautiful. It looks very classy. And everything is pureed.
Yeah, we do all of our own juices in-house, except for the pineapple, of course. But that's all for squeeze anyways. But the nice thing about it is it's not bottomless mimosas. It's a bottomless mimosa bar where you can go up and create your own, which is kind of a novel idea.
Right.
I've seen it before, but not in Reading. But being able to make your own, it's really cool because you can try different things.
Mm-hmm. I was there with my good friend Pam Hill and her daughter, Allison Greek. And you guys did Seth was there and did a little video, which was nice. We posted all over Facebook. So I tried different kinds, as you would say. But I love this. I'm a big stemware girl. And the stemware was beautiful. It's not like you're just beautiful champagne glasses you start with. And, again, the glass, the way that the glasses, you're in the puree, and you could have blueberries and so on and so forth. So, and the food was fabulous. It was a twist on a, never had that, Eggs Benedict on a...
It was like a brioche bun.
There you go.
Like the Monte Cristo with an Egg Benedict combo. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorites, too.
Because it's creamy and it's salty and it's got a lot of vibrant flavors to it.
What would you say when you tell people to come to Mosaic for the first time, what would you say to them about what you should try?
Generally, I like to guide them by what they like.
Yeah.
But in general, I like to... have smaller apps, passable apps, people shareable apps. That's a really great thing because when you go out to eat, part of it's the camaraderie and the friendship that you get, and sharing food is the main part of that. So I'd always encourage them to get a charcuterie board, maybe share a salad, think about splitting an entree, have a couple glasses of wine with that, let our staff pair them with you, with your food.
Great bartender.
What was your favorite champagne at the bar? Which was your favorite combo?
I happen to really like, you had peach.
We had peach.
You had fresh peach puree.
Fresh peach, strawberry.
Yes.
Orange.
Right. I like the peach and I like the regular champagne.
Regular champagne.
And then I like to throw in a blueberry.
There you go. Yeah.
I like it. Nice touch. I'm kind of a traditionalist, so I'd probably have the Prosecco with the orange juice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's simple.
And so you had rosé champagne. You had
we
the
did.
Prosecco.
It was a cava. Yeah. It's a cava rosé. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's move over to the hammer.
Yeah.
Hey, Lindsay. Lindsay, did you grow up in the Sheraton?
I didn't, no. I definitely grew up in the resort industry, in the hotel industry, but this is my first branded hotel, being the Sheraton. So this has been a good experience. Moving from San Diego, which is where I was the majority of my life, to come up to Sheraton Reading, it was a big change, you know, but I really, really love it. It's different for me, but the fact that I can take my kids to school in the morning, get some time for myself, and still get to work by 8:30 a.m. is unheard of. In San Diego, the amount of traffic that I wouldn't have even been able to take them to school.
Plus, you have fires in San Diego, too.
You do, actually.
Not this close.
You actually do. Well,
I actually was working at a resort in Rancho Bernardo, which is North San Diego.
Uh-huh.
Our resort got evacuated. We had homes that were lost right on our golf course. So it's... Unfortunately, it's not just here in Reading.
And that's the point I was wanted to make is this is California-wide.
Right.
It's down in Orange County now, burning out that area. So so you haven't escaped the fires, but you have escaped the traffic.
Absolutely.
What's the toughest thing about being a general manager at a Sheraton?
You know, I think the opening experience was really unique and new to me. I hadn't opened it before, and it was challenging, but it was so rewarding, being able to hand select all of our team members and train everyone. We've become so close, almost like a family. So that was different, but I wouldn't change it.
It very much feels like that when we walked up to the counter. We didn't know who was behind the counter at the Sheraton, and they couldn't be more kind and professional. The way they looked, that's a very important thing, of course. You can tell by the two of you that first impressions are very important.
The guy out there where you're parking cars.
Oh, yeah.
That guy out there has to be her girl. Well, I've just seen
a couple guys.
We have both.
But you have both out there.
Yeah.
Those people are really important, too.
Oh, first impressions. And they're great. We have a great Bell Valet team. Yeah, it's the first people that open your door,
welcome you
to the Sheraton. It's also the last people before you leave that says, you know, don't forget to come back.
Yeah, hope
don't forget your bag.
Yeah, don't forget your bag. Or here, we were having a glass of champagne for the road. If we could get you back into the car at this time.
So tell us some of your amenities at the Sheraton. You have a pool.
So we have a heated pool. It's open year-round, heated year-round. We have our Bell Valet team, which also works as our concierge service. So if you ever need reservations made, directions printed, they would assist you with that. We have our in-room dining team that will serve you breakfast, lunch, dinner, or snacks in your room, or maybe poolside if you wanted to. We obviously have our restaurant Mosaic. We've talked a little bit about that. We also have a security team that's there overnight as well. So
in the parking lot and on the premises.
Yep, right? Absolutely.
Do you set up trips for people out of there?
Yeah, we have lots of different excursions or packages. We're trying to partner with as many local different companies as we can. So we have a Shasta Caverns package. So you stay with us. You also get to go up to the caverns, experience that. Naturally, we have a Turtle Bay package. You can stay with us and go see the animals. We actually have Sharon, who's the animal curator for Turtle Bay. She brings in an animal into the lobby every Friday, Saturday.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And the kids and the families love that.
Oh, that's great. Now, I understand that she, when the animals were evacuated, they stayed with her.
Yeah.
Some of them, I think, because of the air quality, have actually still stayed with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know about what about the lorikeets?
They were there up until, I think, 2 days ago.
Can you believe that, Carl?
In her garage, all of those lorikeets.
Oh, man. She deserves like a big, fat medal, that
Oh,
one.
She does. She needs hugs and everything.
Can you believe that?
How many rooms do you all have there?
We have 130 rooms.
Okay.
Our ballroom is about 4,000 square feet, can do dinner up to about 300 people for, you know, weddings, receptions, parties.
Been to, performed at and been to events at the in the ballroom, and I'm very impressed with the food for a like a 200 seat sit down dinner banquet.
How many employees do y'all have?
We have close to 140 employees right now.
Okay, reason I bring that out is because I'm looking at the number of people who've been hired, the fact that y'all have been rated like number one in the Sheraton, the whole Sheraton
boutique
world,
as
being in for your service and things like that.
That's pretty good.
I mean,
Thank you. That is
great. Well, no, I mean, people need to know that, you know, because, you know, well, people need to know that. And they're saying, well, how is the Sheraton doing here? You know, this is a big idea, is to help Turtle Bay. Well, it appears that they are.
Yeah, it's. We're very, very lucky and very happy with all the results so far. So,
yeah, well, I'm very happy with the staffing that we have. They're real. They're genuine. Small town attitude, but big heart, welcoming. They're buying into our culture and our ideas. And I couldn't be more proud of them once again. They really go out of their way. And by what you said about us being ranked so high, we continue to grow in all categories, especially service scores, even across Reading. And it's a really great thing to see them coming together just, 6 months in?
Mm-hmm.
It is. Okay. We're here with Lindsay Myers, who is the general manager, or as they like to call her, the hammer. No, they don't call her that.
Even though
she kind of likes it. And Kirk Harrison, who is their food and beverage guy, because you know he's happy all the time.
I'm always happy.
You know, I really appreciate everything y'all have done. Like I said, when the fire happened, y'all opened the place up, and you were serving so, you know, your chef was out there serving food. We're helping people. Because you're part of our community, you know.
Thank you.
It's not like you're somebody that's removed.
Well, great community to be a part of.
Ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
That's for, yeah, that's your little angel kiss today.
For
being great people in our community.
Oh, thank you. Well, great community to be a part of.
It is. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, Adam McElvain, city councilman, will be with us on the move forward for Reading. And what's that going to look like?
KCNR 1460.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is about to make a major trade announcement at the White House. A short time ago, Mr. Trump wrote on Twitter, a big deal looking good with Mexico. The United States and Mexico have been negotiating changes in NAFTA, and apparently that will be the subject of the president's address from the Oval Office in a few minutes. Heavily armed agents have searched the Maryland home of the father of the suspect in the mass shooting in Jacksonville, Florida. The gunman killed two people before taking his own life. Eyewitnesses say that many shots were fired.
It was a lot. Like, it was pop, 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 pop. Like, it didn't stop. Like, it was
like
just
semi-automatic.
Yeah, it was like an automatic or something. All you heard was just gunshots.
She spoke with WJAX. The gunman, identified as 24-year-old David Katz of Baltimore, the attack occurred at a video gamers conference in Jacksonville. New poll shows that few Democrats back a liberal rallying cry to abolish ICE, immigration, and customs enforcement.
Some liberals are pushing to eliminate ICE, which President Trump has seized on in painting Democrats as weak on security. An APNORC Center for Public Affairs research poll shows the issue's likely not a winner at the polls this fall. Though more than half of Democrats view ICE negatively, only a quarter support eliminating it. Overall opinions on ICE break among partisan lines, with Republicans largely having favorable views. A full one-third of Americans are too unfamiliar with ICE to have any opinion. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
In Arizona and in Washington, D.C., ceremonies this week honoring the late Senator and GOP presidential candidate John McCain. His body will lie in state in the Arizona State Capitol and then at the U.S. Capitol. The senator to be laid to rest at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. On Wall Street, the Dow up 220 points, NASDAQ ahead 77. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're on the longest stock market bull run in history, but it's been fueled by easy credit, and now it's tightening. Just like the market collapses in 2000 and 2008, this round of central bank tightening can pop our current bubble. In preparation for the debt collapse, retirement expert Adam Baratta has just released a new book called Gold is a Better Way that has already been listed as a number one new arrival on Amazon.com. Text GOLD to 49776 to order your copy of the Gold is a Better Way book today and get free immediate access to the number one gold education platform. A $195 value, yours free. Gold is a Better Way reveals the insider information Wall Street doesn't want you to know that could save your retirement. Don't get caught in the aftermath again. Text the word GOLD to 49776 now to reserve your book and free access to the Gold is a Better Way platform. Text GOLD to 49776 now to learn the secret that could save your retirement. Text the word GOLD to 49776. Standard text and messaging rates apply.
Australian authorities say a fishing boat found abandoned in crocodile-infested waters off the Queensland coast. Apparently part of a people smuggling ring.
So far, 15 people have been detained by the police after being found on the edges of the Daintree rainforest. But it's thought there are more in hiding. Helicopters and sniffer dogs are being used to search the nearby mangroves and beaches, which are a natural habitat for crocodiles. There are signs everywhere warning people not to enter the water. Australia's Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, has claimed the boat was part of a people smuggling venture which may have travelled from Vietnam. He said anyone found to have entered the country illegally will be deported.
The BBC's Howell Griffith. Investigators working for the UN's top human rights body say that Myanmar military leaders should be prosecuted for genocide against Rohingya Muslims. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. After a low-key week at the border, Israel reopens an important Gaza crossing.
Israel's main personnel crossing with the Gaza Strip reopened today following a week of relative calm along the border
Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman consulted with the country's security agencies before ordering the opening of the Eretz border crossing. The decision comes amid efforts by Egypt to mediate a possible ceasefire between Gaza's Hamas rulers and Israel following weeks of intense violence at the border. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Verizon making some big changes as state lawmakers voiced outrage when learning that the telecommunications company had slowed firefighters' internet service as they battled what became the largest wildfire on record in California. Verizon says it has now removed all speed cap restrictions for emergency workers fighting the wildfires on the West Coast. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 27th of August, 2018. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, enhanced walk-in humidor, same great customer service. Open 7 days a week. What's the weather look like today there, honey?
Good morning, everybody. Currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. We have widespread haze through the week. We'll be around 89 today, and tomorrow tonight around 65, and widespread haze tomorrow, mostly clear with around 94. As we look at Wednesday, it's 90, Thursday 88, Friday 91, Saturday 91, and Sunday, again, widespread haze with about 91. Our air quality is index. Around one. Index is 144.
I was hitting you with the microphone, so you could talk, Bob. That was why. Not it's that it was in my way. And Bob goes.
It's 144, and that means that if you.
It's unhealthy.
That's not healthy air.
That's right, because 0 to 50 is healthy. So anything over that is not. It's 144. Not as bad as 400 as it was on Saturday, however. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. An Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793.
We do have Terry on the phone this morning. Good morning, Terry.
Hello, Terry. You're on.
How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. What's going on?
Well, tonight at 2570 Bonnie View Road at the church that shall remain nameless, we will be having Brenda Haynes coming in from Doug LaMalfa's office. Talking about the importance of voting. We also are going to have something very special tonight at 6 o'clock. We're going to have a movie that has been made, a documentary that's been made about Jefferson. It started about 2 years ago by a young producer named David Linville, and we have the rough copy of that, and we're going to show that tonight, which should be very entertaining. It's about, I believe it's about 30 minutes long. Then we're also going to discuss what happened at the water rally that we were at in Sacramento last Monday, where there were 1,500 people, and several speakers spoke, including our representatives. And we will also give an update on the court case. But if folks want a good update on the court case, if they go to the program, and by the way, thank you for archiving. That's such a great tool. Folks can go to the archives on Jefferson State of Mind, Jefferson State of Mind, Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. They can go to that archive on your website, and they can listen to the program that was done yesterday that explains the two new dates in the court case and what's going on. Very exciting news.
Hey, Terry, is that documentary going to be available where? Is it
going to
be?
How
are they
going to
do that?
We're doing the finishing touches on it, and from what I understand, it could be available on Netflix. It could be available on PBS, eventually.
Okay. Cool.
So what's happening is that that's getting done, but the news about the court case, folks, I can't stress it enough that you can go and listen to our program. And again, Carl, thanks for doing it. That archiving and podcasting, folks, is a great tool. More radio companies should do that.
Well,
but we have that with KCNR, and you can go to that and listen back to our shows. What is it, Carl, like 3 years or something? It's amazing how far it goes back. But
at least that long.
At least that long.
I think we still have the first show we've ever done there.
Yeah, it's great. It really is a great tool. And so, folks, it's a good way to get information. This information is out there available to you. There is historical things happening in the court case that we have that's for Citizens for Fair Representation, which is for all Californians. More representation is something I think we all agree on. I think maybe we have to do a better job at pushing that to let people know that really is the silver bullet. Without representation, nothing else really matters.
I think you're right. I think that people are silly if they think that having one representative for all of Northern California is good.
Well, I mean,
it's not. Okay. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot.
Okay.
We're very excited to have our supervisor, or not supervisor, one of our city council members, Adam McElvain, with us. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
You have to make an announcement?
Yeah, I did. Before we go there, I wanted to, and just wanted to let you know, he's been sitting here patiently, and we've got lots to cover with you. But something came in from, we talked at the break before you came in, we're still going through fire, aftermath, trauma, dealing with it. And so Ann Levings, who is an acupuncturist in town, and we've had her on the show before, and she does a lot of trauma work. And she just sent me this. So I want to put this out to you all. The Acupuncturist Without Borders is in Reading helping people affected by the car fire. This nonprofit is being coordinated out of Chico and holding healing sessions on Saturdays in September at my office. Was wondering if you guys would do some coverage so others will know this is available to them free. So many are now suffering the effects of lasting trauma on their brains. We want to help heal our community and reduce the potential for drug abuse and homelessness that often follows this type of trauma. So her name is Ann Levings, and she's located there on Bocelli. Her phone number is 262-8712. We're going to put that in the chat room. It's 262-8712, Ann Levings. And then on Saturdays, you can go in and find out, because I think we're all going to need some help here. All right.
Okay. We're here with Adam McElvain, and it's been a while, Adam.
It's been a little bit, a couple months, I suppose, maybe longer.
Yeah, maybe.
Can't remember.
But, well, you know what? There's a lot of things, and I just have to admit, there's people when they're running for office and the candidates, I kind of like to put them on so people can listen to them. We're going to try and have a number of them on next week and the week after that, so we get all of that here in September. Again, September,
great.
Because, and try and run it through like that. Through the rest of the and through the election cycle, so people can learn as much as they can about the candidates. Because right now, when you think, well, it can't get any more important, or it can't be, it doesn't have more of an impact, and then something else happens. And as I said to you, I said, this isn't the typical Adam McElvain I see every day. A little more somber, but you got a great answer for
well,
it.
Well, it's just. I'm still reeling from the fire, like I think everyone else is. It's hard to, I'm still kind of sorting it out. Feel very sad. Obviously, it's such a sad thing, and just such a deep level of grief. And still trying to understand that, because it's a grief for an entire city, not a person or a family. So just still trying to figure that out, and I think a lot of people are. Sorting through their emotions, and I don't know what to compare it to other than, my most natural comparison probably is to warfare. I mean, just seeing the total destruction in our city. And I don't know if you see that comparison, with the things that you've been involved in, but.
Well, I see there's destruction and that it's hard to get your arms around. I mean, I've seen a lot of destruction in my life. So when I see this, to me, the hard part is that it was off of a fire, that they came through here. That at that level of destruction, any place else, it would have been hundreds, if not thousands, of people killed if it was war. So
right. The
fact is that it was, but the destruction is total. And when you look at it, it's kind of like, the old sign that when you ran into Syria, well, welcome to hell, when you're going in some of these neighborhoods. However, and here's where I think that you and I might differ just a little bit. Is I look at this as also it's yes, it's a tragedy, but it's also a cleansing, a chance to cleanse ourselves and the chance to go on and to look at it and to build back stronger, to take that opportunity. Yes, we lost, but it's not over yet. And you've got friends around you. You've got agencies around you. You've got a community around you that's going to help. I mean, it's already been proven already. So I'd look at it like, We're survivors here. We're not victims. We are not victims. We are survivors, and we're going to move forward. And you know what? And maybe a smile on our face is what's needed. And our leadership has got to be in there and go, hey, you know what? Punch to the gut. So what? We're going to get better.
And I agree with that. I think, you know, you definitely have to work through and recognize the grief and the
Absolutely.
Things that we have to deal with. But
Absolutely.
I think that what I've seen from the community, and that's kind of the mix of emotions, is there's the positive side, too. And just seeing everybody come together, I think they've raised $6 million through the Shasta Regional Community Foundation number. That's the last number that I heard.
That would not surprise me a second.
And it's just, you know, seeing all these groups come forward.
They are.
So that's, you know, that's something that I don't think we've ever seen in the city like that.
I think that the fact is it's given us our opportunity to get over this little bickering that we have, and which we have. Everybody has bickering. Every family does. It's time to get over that, move forward. And I think you're going to find that it's going to lead to handling other things, other problems that we have seen here in Redding. I think it's going to, we're not only just going to fix the damage, we're going to fix other things. And it's going to, the impetus is going to be there to keep rolling. That's what I look at. And I know you do the same. I know you think the same way.
Yeah, I do. And I can see it happening. I mean, we're being very aggressive in how we look at the rebuild and relaxing restrictions, you know, not charging building impact fees. And that'd be great if, you know, once we create that environment to really foster, you know, a robust rebuild, is that we continue on that path of construction and development in Redding. And so that's, yeah, you're
to
right.
To bring
that's
us
a,
forward. Yeah.
Right. That's a big
so
deal.
So this is what I'm looking at. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break. Adam McElvain, Redding City Councilman, is with us. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, Home Helpers been there for 15 years, a lot of things in the air. And already Sharon was telling me that she's helping families who had other family members now moving in with them or that are going to need some extra help, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers is there. Give her a call at 226-8350. Or check out ReddingHomeHelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. Give Sharon a call. See how she can help out. All right, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach with Adam McElvain, 605-4567. Give us a call.
First things first, I'm going to say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage, and like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost, lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Real people, real winners. Congratulations to all of our Swipe to Win winners at Wind River Resort and Casino. So far this year, prizes have included a Super Bowl package for two cruises for two, a Ranger patio boat, a Ranger bass boat, a tiny house RV, a travel camper, two Harley Davidsons, and loads of free slot play and cash. Our giveaways continue in August with our Scootin' Through Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Not one, two, three, or four, but five Yamaha Zuma scooters from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo awaits lucky winners. What a week! Play our Scootin' Through Summer promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Yamaha Zuma scooter plus 200 cash or free slot play. Creating new memories one summer at a time with our friends at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Trines every Friday at 8 p.m. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Magician Matt Franco brings illusion and humor to Redding's historic Cascade Theater September 9th. As the only magician ever to win America's Got Talent, Matt Franco's innovative approach to magic is fueled with improv and driven by pure joy. Experience the boundless fun and stunning sense of wonder with magician Matt Franco at the Cascade Theater September 9th. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 27th of August, 63, going up to 89 today. Before I go into the rest of the show, Ashley Estes is here. We have a breaking news.
Yes, KRCR is reporting that shots fired in Reading near the Domino's. The pictures they're showing are the Domino's. That's Cypress, Wall Street, Larkspur, that area, also near Bastiani Arms. Possible shooting just before 8 a.m. this morning. Dispatch officers said they were out with somebody when the shots began firing. Several police vehicles are on the scene. That's about all we know right now.
Yeah, yes. But avoid,
avoid
that area.
If you're
there,
traveling along Cypress, then make sure you're on the west side of 5.
There you go. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping veterans, families, seniors, and business owners since 1993. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 221-0441. And Judy's been on the show several times talking to us about insurance and what you should be looking for if you've been touched by this fire. You were kissed by the dragon there. We're here with Adam McElvain, Reading City Councilman, and we're going to talk about the city pulling together and moving forward. But one of the things that Barry Tippin was on a couple weeks ago, he said in 3 weeks there's going to be a plan. Even though that there's stuff moving forward, there's going to be a plan on how the city moves forward. How would you say, are you in on, I'm sure you must be in on this plan.
Yeah, I mean, it's things are settling down. They were pretty fluid there for a while because there's so many different agencies involved at so many different levels and who's working with who. But I think, are you talking about the revised permit application for rebuild?
Well, I think that's all part of this overall overarching plan.
I know that's coming.
That you know, you've got your former building guy is back, the one that just retired, maybe not building.
Yeah.
What's his name? Anyway,
so I think the
and then you've got the county doing theirs. So the four of these four people, Larry Lees and Barry Tippin and their two building guys there, are having a plan. And I'm sure what you're talking about. There's so many parts of this plan. Part of it is no impact fees or how we're going to get through the permitting process is part of it.
And I think that might be what you're discussing because that's coming out, I know, either today or tomorrow as far as that revised draft on permitting for the rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be coming out shortly. And, I mean, we're everyone's really focused. I mean, the city staff have been really incredible through this process, not to mention, obviously, our police and firefighters have just done an outstanding job. And one of my criticisms, Carl, when this was happening was – I was a little bit worried that people weren't getting enough sleep because, you know, you just go for so long without getting sleep. You gotta make sure you're getting that sleep. So they've been working really hard. I mean, people at City Hall have a big heart. They have a strong heart, and I've been really impressed. But like you say, let's keep this momentum going of coming up with these reforms and reduced fees and things of that nature to improve the environment. But one of the things I'm really focused on as the liaison to Development Services is making sure that these lots in the neighborhoods that have been affected by the fire are incentivized as much as we can to rebuild. You know, we want to point a big red arrow at these lots and say, hey, we really want to see homes rebuilt here. We don't want these neighborhoods to sit in empty for 5 or 10 years. And so whatever the city can do to make a rebuild on those lots attractive, I think we ought to be doing.
I think you're absolutely right, because you've got whole neighborhoods that it's house, and then a whole block or a circle gone, just gone, as you know, as everybody knows. And it, building half of it is not going to work. But I've had some people say, oh, I've heard that that, gosh, this is the third or fourth person I've heard is leaving. They're not going to rebuild. Are you hearing things like that?
Well, I think there's just going to be a percentage of people that take the chance to make a life change.
It's usually like 15% something like this, move on. Yeah.
They want to move on. And so I think that's a natural thing. You know, my wife's folks lost their place. They lived out off Swayze. Mm-hmm. And I know they were considering making a life change. They're both retired.
Yeah.
You know, hey, this is an opportunity to transition.
Yeah.
They decided not to. They're going to rebuild in the same location, which is everybody's
happy
about. We'll
be safe for 10 years.
Right, right. Right.
I'm sell it in five.
I think they'll probably do,
Laugh about it, but right. This is people who lost their home. They're saying, yeah. I don't know why my insurance would go up. I think we're safe. I think they say for at least 10 years because everything is burnt around
everything,
us.
Yeah, all the fuel's gone.
Yeah, all the fuel's gone.
So we don't want to make the lots just incentivized for the people that are there in case they sell the lot.
Right.
You know, we want someone else to say, hey, I want to build a home. You know, gee, let me go get one of those lots in those neighborhoods that were affected by the fire, because that's going to be a really easy place to build. It's going to be a cheaper place to build so that we can get those neighborhoods
filled
up.
Okay, so I'm a new person that's building a house there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not my house. They've left. The lot's been cleared down to the mineral soil.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, okay, I'm going to come in and build my house here. Do I have to pay impact fees?
No. So
So even a new person doesn't have to pay impact.
Well, and that's one of the things that's being discussed as to how far we can go with that. Because again, that's been my real focus is to incentivize these as much as possible. Right now, if you build the exact same home, you don't have to pay impact fees per the code. So that's already the law. But what I'm really pushing for is that you can build anything that you want and you don't have to pay impact fees.
You know what? Thank you. Because those impact fees, you're in the same neighborhood.
Right,
and I'm not exactly sure how single family dwelling is going to make that big an impact where you have to pay $30,000.
So we're on the same page, right? It's $30,000 to $40,000.
What about the rest of the people on the city council? Are on this? Are they on the same page?
I believe so. I mean, I know that there's a lot of interest in coming up with reforms that we can put in place that will help the rebuild process, not just in the affected neighborhoods, but in other areas of the city. But that was brought up at our meeting last Tuesday, so we'll be discussing those either at the upcoming meeting or the meeting after that.
It'll be interesting to see what happens on that. I would like to think that everybody would show the common sense to say, you know what, somebody wants to build there, let them build there. You know what, it's neighborhood's not going to make any difference. You know, permitting fees, I understand. Except, you know, they've already paid one time for those permitting fees. If there's a way that the government can, the big gov, mm-hmm. can find a way through FEMA to kind of like offset some of those would be good too, though.
Yeah, so. I agree. And that's, the permit fees are traditionally $3,000 to $5,000 per home. And that's the time it's literally the hourly time that it takes the city employees to do the work. The building impact fees are the big ones that are,
sure.
you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000.
But the other big thing here is to change, build them up to code. Because some of those houses was, you know, nice neighborhood, but those houses are 30 years old, beautiful home. But now they have to build it to a brand new code,
and that's a tough one to deal with. But it's that's where we sit with the law, within the law.
Well, I understand that, mm-hmm. and there's I don't know what you can do about that, except the fact is that people when they build their homes now are going to have different plumbing,
right?
different electrical.
We may want some of those. Right. We may want some of those fire suppression.
Well, yeah, and some of those things may be a good idea. But, but it's still it's going to be a lot. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be something that the government has got to. City government.
Well,
that touches. It's really got to be able to work with people.
And one of the things, you know, we hired two annuitants, retired that were retired city employees in the building and permit department that are going to specifically take on the task of reviewing and approving the plans for the rebuild. So we're creating an express lane, if you will, for people that are rebuilding from the car fire, so that when they go work with the city. They're in a completely different line and working with different people than the regular building.
So it's strictly car fire things. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
and
so
then you've got your regular... okay, that makes sense. We're here with Adam McElveen. We're talking about the way forward here. No impact fees, a way of being able to... if a person is building a new home there, that they can, you know, they don't have to pay impact fees. Even if it's not the exact same home that was there before, say that, you know, somebody says, okay, here, I'm leaving here, so I'm selling you my lot, and then they put up a four-bedroom home instead of a three-bedroom home, that the impact fees, you know, are just totally, you know, waived for all of these things. So when people come up. So we can get these spots in these neighborhoods filled. Okay. All right, Adam. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. Whether it's the electric utilities, both the Reading airports, the electric utility, the power plants, or just football games or more. How about the river trails, taking care of the river trails? All of this falls under our friends at North State Security. Been there since 1968. That's right. So they're celebrating their 50th year, and this is a locally owned, locally run business. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Give them a call, 243-0295. We'll be right back with Adam McElveen.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Magician Matt Franco brings illusion and humor to Reading's historic Cascade Theater September 9th. As the only magician ever to win America's Got Talent, Matt Franco's innovative approach to magic is fueled with improv and driven by pure joy. Experience the boundless fun and stunning sense of wonder with magician Matt Franco at the Cascade Theater September 9th. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691. And ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. Call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Doesn't that make you... Man, that feels like... Okay, you're getting... That should be... Like...
Finish.
No. When you get up in the morning... You know, there's certain songs you think about.
Oh, if I heard that in the morning, I'd just roll out of bed and lay there on the floor with the dog standing on me.
You would want to do a plank. You can hold a plank for 1 minute.
I'm a plank. I'm doing a plank for 1 minute with a dog
on your back,
on my back,
and then a push up. They're like, I'm ready. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
This portion of the show.
How do you like that visual?
I loved it. That portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold.
And you're both.
And both. Man's Last Stronghold. There we go. Hey, thank you very much for that input, Mrs. Bott. I'm here with Adam McElvain, or we're here with Adam McElvain, Reading City Councilman. Okay, we've talked about how we're no impact fees. And hopefully there'll be no impact fees if somebody builds on a new person builds on that. But that would be silly and stupid to vote against something like that. And we just can't wait to see who that might be, if anybody. Elections are coming. Then we looking at way at you know of the ways to you know, for permitting, setting up just a permitting line for car fires. It's all they're going to work.
Yep.
All the other permits go through another. Separate but equal, except you're going to have two people that you've hired just strictly for car fires.
Correct. And it's sort of like an express line. So, you know, it will be done probably quite a bit faster than than through the regular style.
And the other thing, too, is all the properties have to be cleared. And people can do that. They can have the government do it, but they will be cleared.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's the bottom line. If somebody's not clearing their property... No, well, there's going to be some. I think people are going to poke them.
Right. And I think, you know, the city also is working very aggressively. You know, our goal currently is to have the lots within the city cleared before the rains start in October. I think the hazardous waste has that portion has been completed, at least within the city limits. And I think there's some, and I'm not sure if these have been mentioned on your show before, but the city, we lost about 300 homes, maybe a little bit less.
Something like that.
And then the county, I think, is more closer to 800.
I think we were at like 272, and the county has the rest.
Right, yeah. Right. And then there are probably 40 or 50 where there's a portion of the home burned within the city.
500 total. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, there's, you know, looking at what we're going to have to deal with and how many of those folks are going to be rebuilding and how soon are they going to be rebuilding. So there will be a different sort of workload between the city and the county. I also think, you know, when you look at the city, it was kind of a higher socioeconomic class, I suppose, is what you'd say, that was hit in the city. We didn't have any really low-income areas that were really devastated like they did in the county. So a lot of people in the city do have the means and the wherewithal to rebuild or to land on their feet. So I think what the city and the county are dealing with are probably going to be a little bit different as we move through this.
I think most of the ones you'll see that got hit with us, when you're looking out at Quartz Hill and, you know, and Harlan and that whole area and some of these others, had fire insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Where we had out at Keswick,
right,
many of those did not have fire
insurance.
Yeah,
there's a lot. And I haven't heard of, and I've been, you know, trying to keep track, but I haven't heard of anyone within the city And it might be true, but that was not insured.
Mm-hmm.
But there were definitely several in the county that were not insured.
Well, you know, and that leads us, you know, one of the things we want to say is that the fraud has already started. People are coming in, you know, wanting to, you know, quote, help you fix up your home or rebuild. Make sure that you're checking on their, make sure you check on their licenses. Make sure you do background checks. Look, you know, insist on references.
Mm-hmm. And definitely check online reviews, because, I mean, if you happen to run into somebody who's a shyster, you know, you can go check online. Check those online reviews, because if you're working with somebody that's not an honest person, it should be pretty easy to figure that out based on their online track record. So hopefully people are checking that. We want, you know, and I would really encourage people to work with local businesses, local contractors. When they can, and I think that's really important. And I wanted to mention, we haven't talked about this yet, but we have a friend coming up to Reading this week, and he's going to be here Wednesday night with two of his associates, and his name is Jeff Okrepke. He is from Santa Rosa, and he is the leader of the community rebuild in Santa Rosa. And he also happens to be the president of the National 2030 Club this year.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy's juggling quite a bit, but he lost his home. A couple of his friends are rebuild experts, FEMA experts that lost their homes.
And they're going to be here
They're going to be here Wednesday night.
Right.
And they are. This is going to be open to the public, and I think you'll see.
Because we were talking about this. We were out at a public event Friday, and I told people about this. They're all excited because they lost their home.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to send this information to them. But here's the other good thing. Thanks to you, he's going to be on our show.
He is going to be on the show, and I would encourage everyone to listen to the show Thursday morning at 8. Because, and here's the difference, is we've been, you know, we've had endless meetings, but who we're hearing from are government officials. This is going to be the community perspective, you know, the survivor perspective, somebody that's been through the process,
mm-hmm.
And they're currently, you know, they're 10, 11 months from their fire. And they're currently going through the rebuild process. So I think there's some real serious value there, especially for people that have lost their homes and that are going to go through the rebuilding process or are going through the grieving process to hear from somebody like this. So I'd really encourage people to listen on Thursday.
I thoroughly agree with this. And I thank you all so much, 2030 Club and you, for bringing these guys, people in, Adam, because you need to hear from them. That's why when we had the lady on, Sandra Hunter, who wrote Fire Outside My Window about the Cedar Fire and losing her home and all this and how to move forward. There's so many people out there, experts available, that we need to start pulling them in here and let it be free to listen to people, you know, for them to come in. Now, from what I understand, this is Santa Rosa, which is an upscale community, the way I understand it, lost all those homes. Here it is 10 months later, and they've only had 7 or 8 homes rebuilt.
Right.
Which should give people a kind of a good idea about
the timing
mm-hmm. of this, because they also had to have all the ground cleared. They also had to have their plans, and I can't wait to ask them about that, the permitting process, and then having the people to come down there available to build, because, I mean, there's only so many construction companies. Mm-hmm. And then you have the winter in there and all this stuff. It'll be very, very interesting, I believe, Thursday. Or Wednesday night for everybody to hear, and who can't make it to Wednesday night,
let's
be
here
Thursday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday night, and it's at the Shasta Association of Realtors building over there between Larkspur and Hilltop. It's 840 Rimmer Street, and it is from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and we'll be putting out more information about that. But it's open to the public, and it's open to victims of the fire. And again, I think it's going to be really valuable to hear from that. And you know, to see the process of what they've been going through. Yeah, they've got 9 homes. I think they're up to 12 now.
Maybe
that are
12.
Finished. But I think there's 100 or 125
that are 200 in the pipeline.
In construction. And then permits that have been pulled for is in the several hundred range.
Okay,
so
great.
Well, let's go to the phones. Ruth Angel, good morning, and how are you? And welcome to our show.
We're getting an update from Ruth. Ruth lost her place out in the city of Oshasta.
Well, good morning. This is valuable listening to Barry. And one of the things that just makes me feel really good is that, and I don't know if the county's thinking this way, but to incentivize building. And for me to, you know, we're in the process of thinking, okay, do we build? Do we not build? Do we just clean it up and wait for somebody to come along in 4 or 5 years and decide whether or not we want to rebuild or whatever, just much like his in-laws. But the incentive to build right now for me is really great. So if the county is going to say to me, we're going to, let's just say, keep your house assessed at bare land for 3 years, then it allows me to build, not pay taxes on it for 3 years. But that would be incentive for me to build as opposed to just leaving it bare land.
That's a good idea. As,
you know, so, and that's for somebody, that would only be for a homeowner that was willing to rebuild, not for somebody to come in and buy it and then rebuild.
Well, from
but a homeowner.
From what I understand, Ruth, if you lost your home, your taxes should be dropped just considerably anyway.
Well, you're right about that. They're supposed to come out and reassess it for the just the land value. But what does that do to the neighborhood? First of all, in the county, if I have a home standing, I'm going to ask them to reassess because obviously the assessment is going to be a lot lower because of all the damage to the area.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a standing home, it's going to reduce the taxes. So when they look at these things in the big picture, they're dropping their tax base quite a bit anyway. And this is the county portion, not so much affected in Reading, but really in the county, the dollars were slim anyway. But for people to go in and say to the county, hey, look, I want my house reassessed now, that's going to hurt. And, you know, it's already going to take a hit as it is. But to give me as a homeowner the incentive to rebuild by doing something like keeping my tax base lowered for 3 years and let me build because it's going to take a year to build and let me pay the lower taxes for 2 years and then come in and hit me with a $4,000 fee again, then that's incentive for me to build. And plus the impact fees and the school fees are already paid, so I don't have to pay those again. But to look at other things, to, you know, the permit process, waiving those fees, when I heard that, I thought, oh, that's pretty good. I mean, it's a little bit of money, but, you know, the cost to build is going to go up. As soon as, you know, all these builders get in here, Jeb Allen raised his prices $10,000, you know, the minute right after the fire.
Well,
don't blame him,
Ruth,
you know.
Let me explain that one on that. Okay, his houses were at a certain level until 1 August. And they went up on that. But since then, he has come back and said, hey, look, this was already set. This has been set for months. But as of now, I think they're offering $15,000 in rebates or ways, you know, on every home purchase that you can use for any way. So he is more than, I think he's more than made up for that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I didn't know that. I've not been really paying attention. And I only found out about the city and the county's meeting a couple weeks ago because of Larry Lees. I just happened to run into him. He said, you need to – oh, no, it was Supervisor Modi who said, you need to go to this meeting.
Uh-huh.
The one thing that I would suggest, and, you know, not to – I would like to have a general get-together of everyone, not so much the political stuff or the vendors or anybody, but just to get an invite to somewhere where – you know, people whose homes burned down, they could get in and just, you know, chat with each other and just talk to each other. Not Shasta Board of Realtors. I mean, there's, you know, there's a lot of incentive there to go to something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, opportunists and things like that. I'm just talking about people getting together in a place that's safe, that they don't have somebody barking at them to do something or, you know.
Yeah, I understand. I think that's a good idea. I think one of the ways, though, starting this Wednesday, is these people coming in, and where are they going to be at, Adam?
So that's at the Shasta Board of Realtors, and we actually reached out to them for a location.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't really them setting this up or trying to get people in. We just wanted a place to meet where these guys could speak. So it's their main building at 840 Rimmer Street. And it will be this Wednesday, August 29th, from 6 p.m. to 7:30.
That might be
interesting. Well, I'm a realtor, but I just don't think it's appropriate. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
But the other thing, I did reach out to Supervisor Modi, ask him to do a meeting like that. I don't know if there's a place big enough other than the Reading Convention Center, but it'd be kind of cool to get, you know, just invite.
What did Mr. Modi say?
He said he's going to look into it. So we'll
okay.
see. Right. Maybe you can put a little pressure on
Maybe it's time. It's time to, you know what? I've had cities. It's time to grab county and pull them in here now. Okay.
There you go.
Thanks a lot, Ruth.
All righty. Take care.
You bet. Bye-bye. Hey, got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
To the firefighters and first responders, we say thank you. To those who've lost property or family, our hearts grieve with you. At Harrison's Marine and RV, we're still collecting donations of money and supplies for distribution. We are community. As a part of that community, we have felt the impact of this disaster, and we're doing what we can to help. For fire victims needing a trailer to live in, we are helping with significantly reduced pricing. Please call for details. Harrison's will be at the Mount Shasta Mall this Friday through Sunday, where our boats and RVs will be on display for everyone. We'll be selling RVs and boats, and we will display signs thanking the heroes, the first responders, and all who are helping our community to recover, repair, rebuild, and heal. Bring your sign to the Mount Shasta Mall, and we'll display it along with ours. Let's say thank you together.
What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this last segment here on Monday morning with Adam McElvain.
That's right. Okay, Adam, there is a plan. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to this this shooting. Let's do the follow-up.
We do have confirmation from another news agency. One person dead after a shooting on Redding's southeast side. Body next to Domino's Pizza at East Cypress and Larkspur Lane. Reportedly, officers were out with someone when shots were fired. More information will be coming through.
Were they out when shots were fired at them, or they just happened to be in that area?
Officers were out with someone when they reported shots fired.
So you don't, that's all you know.
Now you know as much as I do, sir.
Okay. Don't be nasty. Adam, I've noticed, does it seem like to me, and I want to hit this just real quick, does it seem like to you that we're getting a lot more shootings lately?
In Redding?
In Redding or in the area of violence. We're having people hit by cars. It just seems like It seems like we've had a lot more people shot.
I would have to probably review the actual statistics. Before
the chief will be in next week, and I'm going to ask him. But yeah. It seems like we're, I don't know, maybe it's just crazy time of the year.
It might be. I like to look at the statistics year over year to see where we're at, because sometimes you'll hear a statistic that our homicide rate doubled.
Yeah,
but it went from 2 to 4.
I understand
over
that.
The year.
But it seems like hell. We had 4 shot righteous shootings from civilians last year. 4. So I mean, there's 4 homicides right there. So okay. Yes. Okay. And the we just had one last week where the guy was punching the guy with the baby in his arms, and the guy with the baby in his arms pulls his weapon and shoots the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Punching the guy with a 4-month in his arms, almost dropped a kid. So see, those are the kind of things anyway.
Ask the chief.
Ask the chief. Okay. We talked about Friday when I asked you to be on, is the fire suppression plan, or not fire suppression, but the
the fire suppression management.
Fire suppression management, yeah. how we go out there, or the city is supposed to go out there and cut down stuff.
So, we were, as far as I know, following the policies that we had, but we're definitely going to be discussing and introducing new policies.
Because from what I understand right there, if you're on the end edge of Sunset Terrace West, fire came right around and took them out. Is that area part of the fire suppression plan?
I couldn't tell you for sure. I don't know for certain if it is. But it is something that we're, that is at the very top of the list right now as far as what we're going to do in the future, what kind of policies that we're going to have to prevent that from happening again, and what we can do.
How many parks do we have in Redding?
I want to say 40, 50 small parks,
mm-hmm.
and then 20 to 30
larger parks,
neighborhood, and then a few regional mm-hmm. parks.
The area right there on the – and the reason I'm bringing that up is, unless we're taking care of those, there's all types of foliage and stuff in there, right in the middle of neighborhoods.
And that's true, but I think, it's the open spaces, the areas along trails.
Which is more.
Yeah, which is where the fuel is,
right.
Where you're going to see
what
a lot of fuel.
What about the area right there on the Magic Mile that burnt a few years ago, went right all the way down to Turtle Bay? That whole canyon in there, is somebody looking at that, or have they kind of whacked that down?
Well, again, that's gonna deal with policies of how the city manages the publicly owned property. And I'm not sure what requirements that we can put on, private property, but that might be discussed as well.
Can you put requirements on? I would think you could, if it had to do with safety of the city.
If it is public safety, but, I'm not sure where the line, where the line is drawn there and what's possible and what's not.
What about the number of transients we have out there in... It's going to get harder every time for the last 2 minutes, these questions. What about transients that we have out there in this land on city property and there's fire started out there? Is this a reason? Does this give us some impetus to move all these people out of there?
I'd have to go back and look. That might be a better question for the chief. But that's a tough, and I talk to a lot of people about that, and it's such a tough – we still live in America. This is a free country. We can't go force people to do what we want them to do or leave where we want them to leave.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. We can do that. That's part of being in America.
To what degree?
If we can force people to pay a $500 traffic ticket given by a camera, we ought to be able to pass a law that says you're in a fire danger area and you people have fires down here. That's what I'm talking about. In these hinterlands here, like in the canyons out there behind Mercy, we've had fires there.
Right.
That people are in there during a fire season. It seems like we should be able to.
Just to be clear, I wasn't saying it's a free country that you can go start fires.
No, I know that. No, Adam, I know.
Yeah,
you.
Okay.
I know you weren't saying that.
Right.
And I know what you're saying too. Is it would be nice to say, oh, we're just going to, you can't stay here, and we can't say that,
mm-hmm.
but we should be able to have some kind of laws, regulations that say, hey, if we're in a danger area we can need to make some not exceptions, but you can't stay here at night because mm-hmm. there's going to be fires, and we're afraid that we're going to kill somebody out here.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. When it's a serious public safety issue, it definitely has to be looked at.
Adam, what do you see here in the next 6 months?
Well, I think, I'm still working on the internet project. We had our final technical meeting July 17th, so that'll be coming back to the city. We're in the fourth iteration, I think, of the network design. A lot of consultants and people very excited about that because of the extraordinary opportunity for our city. So that'll be coming forward.
I 100% agree on that one.
Thank you. Yeah.
No, I absolutely do. I mean, this is just to be a huge step forward for us.
Yeah, it's a big deal, and the amount of things that have come out, and I appreciate everyone being patient, but we want to make sure that we do this right. It might be just a little bit delayed because the fire is the precedent right now, and we need to deal with that. We need to, and we're really concerned about the erosion control. I mean, that's the next phase. The emergency part is over. And so we would like to see the lots in Reading cleaned up before the rains start, have all the lots within the city. But then what's that erosion control going to look like? And that could create more headaches. So we're very cognizant of what's coming down the line. We definitely want to get people to rebuild. We want to get them through the city as quickly and efficiently and as cheaply as possible for on their way to rebuild. So I'll be there the whole time, and I'll be working very hard. And I would like people, if people are having any trouble or they want to give feedback on this process, please feel free to call me. My number is 530-276-7012.
I want to make sure this.